Welcome to the Native Diamond Podcast.
Oh, shit! What you waiting for?
Don't forget to like the video, hit subscribe, ring the bell. That way you're notified every time I drop a new episode of Native Diamond Podcast. Feel free to drop a comment because I love hearing feedback from you guys. Without further ado, let's get into today's episode.
Everyone. Seth and Taylor here, back again with a new reaction review video.
Reaction time!
Before we get started, I need to shamelessly plug. We are now on Twitch, just chilling and streaming random games I have on the Xbox. So if you're into that, we're going to be playing emo music as well.
Yeah.
Links to that in the description, so don't miss out because that's like brand new.
It'll be fun.
But anyway, let's get into it. Today, we are going to react and review to the new Spirit Box Hurt You official music video.
I honestly haven't listened to Spirit Box in a hot minute.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just put things down for a minute, you know?
That's true.
And it's like, oh yeah, I liked that. So I'm excited.
You know, I did want to say though that like one of the first reactions that we ever did, I think, was Spirit Box.
Yes. So
It's one of those bands that we will continue to like look into.
Yes.
So it premiered, let's see, like 4 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
We're less than 350,000 views. We're at 28,000 dislikes. Or, I'm sorry, likes.
Likes.
Just kidding, guys. 326 dislikes.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I got a little ahead of myself there.
It's not bad for the dislikes, I would say.
But out of all the videos I've reacted to lately, I feel like this has the least amount of dislikes to likes ratio. Whatever that may be.
People like it.
People like it. People like Courtney LaPlante a lot.
She has an amazing voice. She is talented at all. Hell, she really is. She has all the range. She can do all the things.
I feel like it's taking forever. It's been taking forever to get to this like new album. I just feel like the album should be out by now. Here we are. We're gonna have to wait almost another month from now.
Oh boy. Maybe that's why they released this song, this video. They said, sorry, we hurt you.
I guess I'm complaining, but what I would like to see more of, honestly, in the rock metal world side of things is I would like to see more singles as opposed to like albums.
Release releases. Yeah. Yeah, just throw it out there. Arguably, that's why Machine Gun Kelly got so popular when he did, because he just threw stuff out there. He made a couple videos talking about that, like what his like manager and his like record label just like it shocked him, but they just let him throw shit out there as he made it. What made him kick off so hard? Mm-hmm. Like, so you're just putting stuff out there.
Anywho. I'm digging the music video already because the Spirit Box is in the same color as the studio, which is really weird. So, call it fate, call it whatever. We're going to get into it. Stick around because after the video, we're going to, you know, leave a comment as usual. And we're going to read some comments that people have left behind. So, there you go. Whoa. This reminds me of like in this moment for some reason.
You just really know does. It's gonna be good already. Okay, this is like American Horror Story-ish.
What?
Oh. Some toxic shit. Toxic relationship shit. Ooh.
God,
it was a skin. Oh, this is great.
This feels like it's gonna be one of the heavier songs on the album.
It's like such a horror movie. man. Oh, yeah. Man. She just got her claws dug into somebody.
No. So, Friday the 13th. Oh.
Huh.
Ah. Ah. The peeling skin, though, is like... Oh. Love the screams.
I could not pull that outfit off.
Oh my god, this is so good.
Her voice is so pretty.
That's crazy.
What?
All right.
Oh my god, talk about
that
it.
That was crazy.
Man, we're going to have to watch that one a couple more times.
I think so, yeah.
Oh my god, that was thrilling.
I got this like American Horror Story Hotel vibe.
Yeah, I hate to relate it back to that, but that's like the best thing I can put it to. It's very cinematic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that was really well done.
The skin peeling shit. That totally awesome. Had me. That was cool. I haven't really seen that effect like used.
You
a
don't.
Lot.
That is a good point. People don't get to that like little like
grotesque.
Yeah, that little thing. You know, breaking bones, blood, but like people don't hit on that. Yeah.
I thought it was really interesting. So I'm guessing I'm kind of stupid, but like I'm guessing from the song or whatever is from the point of view of someone who like. Just kind of likes to manipulate people.
Yeah.
Or like
someone,
hurt people.
Narcissist, maybe a bit, you know? Someone who knows that they're a toxic person. You're in a toxic relationship.
I like that. I like that point of view because it's opposed to like saying like, oh, I'm complaining about this person. It's
oh,
like,
no.
It's like I'm in the point of view of that person. I'm like, this is like me being shitty and I'm shitty.
Yeah, because I've always wondered that. Because, yeah, you always hear people, oh, no, this happened to me. And I've always wondered, like, what? The person that did that? Like,
yeah.
Do they know they did that? How do they feel about it?
It's interesting, isn't it?
That's cool. I like it.
Let's leave a comment. Let's see it. I was going to say, 10 out of 10.
That's the truth. Hurt you.
Never misses. All right, so first comment, Left Behind by Spirit Box. We hope you enjoy Hurt You. With the heart.
Guess what?
5,000 likes.
Guess what? We did. So did everybody else. Okay.
Next comment.
I've heard people call Spirit Box overrated, but that's just not possible when the band consistently writes hits. I think they have the hype for a reason, lol. Anyways, yet another banger to bang my head to.
With the, you know.
Meow, meow, meow. Overrated? No. Consistent bangers? Yes.
I've really heard overrated, but of course people are going to say that when people are constantly saying good things about someone.
Yeah, if you're in a certain circle, maybe.
It's like hater mentality.
I don't know. It's great. Let it happen.
Isn't that not the whole point?
Caliber TV, Eternal Blue is already an album of the year contender and it's not even out yet. Okay, well, that's because, like I said, we've been hearing about it forever and we already know all the hits, it seems like. I don't know. Like, I'm just ready to hear the album at this point. We already know it's going to be probably album of the year. So just go ahead and drop.
Surprise, surprise. Glad you read that because I didn't know what that meant.
Next comment. Another banger. That's why I try to stay away from banger comments. Because it's like all I read. Banger. Next comment. I love this band so damn much. I think we all can agree. We all like it.
I love this form of Spirit Box dissonance for days. Unexpected beat shifts. Creepy as hell. Versa knocked it out of the park again.
That must be who does the video photography.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Versa. Spiritbox definitely knows how to write an interesting song in 2021, too, whatever we're in.
What year is this?
No, they really do, though. You know, typical metalcore bands, it all sounds kind of samey. And,
yeah.
I think they do a really... They have an artistic approach when they come to, like, writing songs, I feel like.
Yeah. They definitely have an identifiable style, but not everything. Everything they put out doesn't sound the exact same.
That's true.
Like, some bands that you hear... They might have, like, a really iconic sound, maybe because of the singer's voice, or maybe just, like, because of, I don't know, their sound, but some of the stuff can all sound the same. Like, you can listen to an album, and sometimes I'm like, I don't know when a song starts or ends, because it's all the same, but, you know, their stuff, I don't know, it's all very artistic.
That's true.
In a great way.
I like it.
Good job, guys.
Banger Box could have been another good band name for you guys. See, that's what I'm saying. Banger comments are like the herpes of the YouTube.
Spirit Box was good.
Goddamn, amazing song. That guy from Versa Films really knows how to make unique videos. He directed the best ones of Spirit Box, in my opinion. And he never stops working
with them.
But yeah, keep doing what you're doing. All right, let's read this long one and then we'll kind of skim through.
Oh boy.
I've been a fan since I first heard Holy Roller. So grateful to Octane for playing new music for bands like Spirit Box. I think they would have gotten recognition without XM. The recognition just came a lot faster with the help of XM and Octane. I love Courtney's voice. I say she has the voice of an angel and the scream of a demon being exercised. Keep up the fantastic work. I hope you all come to Raleigh, North Carolina soon.
Okay, so North Carolina. We're also from North Carolina.
Hello. That's not too far from where we are.
No. Hopefully they come to, like, Charlotte, though.
That would be great, guys. This little voice of an angel and the scream of a demon being exercised. I feel like that is her sound. That is. If you, that's her.
That is the sound. If you were to picture sound in your head, that would be it, probably. There's a lot of good stuff in this comment for certain... first hearing Holy Roller, that's when we became a fan, I feel like. The first Spirit Box reaction. I didn't realize how gold it was until, like, after, you know, a year later, I'm still listening to the same song. Mm-hmm. So, you know, talking about how grateful that Octane playing some new music like this.
Oh, yeah. Puts a lot of people on.
You know, Octane gets bad hype or whatever. You know, hear about it in some creators' videos. You know, like, talking about how it's like butt rock, stuff like that. But I think it's like a good platform. It's a good way for people to find out about new bands. Well, like, you know, what this guy's saying in the comments.
Yeah, so a lot of people listen to. I mean, I don't know. I even heard them when they were on Octane, so
they do a good job of playing new, like, metalcore now. Yeah,
there should be, like, one more station on there that's, like, in between Octane and like the old metal stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you know, just heavier, but, like, new.
Older Killswitch and, like, I don't know, new Caskets. Yeah. And old Asking Alexandria.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, where's that at?
Lorna Shore.
Ooh. That'd be fun.
It's different stuff.
Yeah, man, we thought
that. Maybe that could be my channel.
Yeah. Oh.
As expected, everyone is happy.
Good job, guys. Does anybody really comment and be like, I really hated this?
I don't know, but they're more fun to read, I'm not gonna lie.
Lots of fans, babe. Holy shit.
Every song you put out is a banger. So you banger.
Okay, we'll never bang that out again.
A banger every single time.
I didn't know it was such an overplayed term.
What an absolute now, banger.
That's how I'm. Oh my god, I'm old. Oh god. I just need to.
Solid banger.
Jesus Christmas. I just need to get on the internet more.
We're only zonking the comments for the banger. Zonk!
That's a zonk for me!
Now the big zonk. So I am gonna zonk that. So we are gonna zonk that.
That's a zonk for us.
That's a zonk. Comments. I'm gonna have to zonk that.
I'm gonna have to zonk that. Could use the better comment. Alright, well, anyway, all we've learned from Spirit Box comments is don't use the word banger in your comment.
Don't. Or you're gonna get zonked.
You're just gonna get zonked. Anyway, we liked it a lot. Spirit Box, of course, they don't miss.
Knocked it out of the park again.
What do you expect?
Good job.
Really creepy. Really awesome.
Creepy.
Let's see more of that. I want to see more creepy Spirit Box videos.
Love that.
Yeah. Versa is definitely knocking it out of the woods.
I love it. That's great. Cinematic and great and creepy. Awesome. Can everybody leave a comment video?
Like the video.
Like all the videos.
All the videos.
Mostly our videos.
I want to see more people like you checking out the videos. That we
more people on. Like us liking yeah. this.
More
How about
that? Friendship.
There has to be other people.
Yeah. Other folks who like stuff we like.
Yeah. It's, where you at?
You know, as always, until we see you guys on a future video.
Shine on.
Hell yeah.